UN member states have now approved the Sustainable Development Goals. They did so at the end of September here in New York. There are 17 global goals, as you may be aware, and the second one, SDG 2, is aimed at eradicating hunger. It's vital for the World Food Programme, it's vital for our partners, and it's vital for our world.
Fighting global hunger is not a new thing. What's different this time?
The fact that it has become one of these sustainable development goals, it's a standalone goal, and it's the second one. And a lot of people feel that it is perhaps the most achievable. It's a huge challenge. It has long been a huge challenge. The number of hungry people around the world has gone down by more than 200 million since the early 1990s. More than 70 countries achieved the hunger component of the Millennium Development Goal. So a lot of progress has been achieved over the last several years, and it's vital that we build on that momentum to eradicate hunger by 2030 in the next 15 years.
Who are the global hungry and where do they live?
They are throughout the world, tens of millions in Africa, tens of millions in Asia, many in Latin America. We've seen in the last few years a huge upsurge in the number of hungry in the Middle East. The Syria conflict, of course, has displaced millions of people, both within Syria itself and as refugees into neighboring countries. Now, around about 800 million people, almost 800 million people around the world who are undernourished. And the World Food Programme, by the way, manages only to reach about 80 million of those in a given year. So there's an awful lot of work to be done.
Is there enough food to go around?
There certainly is enough food to go around. The world produces more than it needs. The challenges are logistics, moving food from food surplus regions to food deficit regions. Conflict is a huge impediment. And again, the Syria case is a very prominent example. Fundamentally, what we need is the will, the political will, the public will to move this forward. A good start has been made. We've got to maintain that momentum. We've got to build it. We've got to expand and deepen partnerships. We need to engage more of the private sector. We need to connect farmers to markets. We need innovative thinkers to help us look for new solutions. And we need funding. The World Food Programme, in a good year, and last year was a very good year, manages to mobilize just 2/3 of the money it requires to meet its projected needs in a given year.